This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have a president that time and time again is showing his inclination towards authoritarian tendencies.
Do you think it's too early to be talking about impeachment in front of Democrats?
Well, again, talking about impeachment is one thing, but finding the facts that support impeachment is something that is happening right now. A search for facts and evidence by the special prosecutor. If you look at what is going on in terms of just the objective fact pattern, whether it's the firing of Mueller, whether it's the people in and around his senior circle with met with Russian agents who've been indicted for various behaviors. Clearly, there's smoke around the substance that would support impeachment.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. That was Cory Booker saying, you know what? The specter that Donald Trump might have even thought about firing Mueller, well, there you go. That could be something that leads to impeachment along with this Russian thing that, of course, is going nowhere, but we don't know where it could end up. It's so crazy to watch these people. They are funny. Wow. KJRadio.com. Cory Booker wants you to believe that if Donald Trump even thought about firing Mueller, it's horrible. He's an authoritarian president with tendencies toward authoritarianism. Do you want to know who had that? That black guy. What was his name? It was funny. Somebody help me. There's a funny name. Sounded kind of African. Bummer? Something. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. That guy, he was an authoritarian. It was his way or the highway. He unconstitutionally implemented DACA, and now the courts don't want to constitutionally undo it. Donald Trump says, look, let's send this back to Congress where it is supposed to be, and Cory Booker says he's an authoritarian. By the way, if the president wants to fire the special counsel, he has the authority to do this. The left says he was, we know on, you know, fifth person, my cousin Ray Ray told my brother, who told his girlfriend that I heard that they were going to fire Robert Mueller. We should fire Cory Booker. Robert Mueller. And so now that's potentially an impeachable offense. These people, they have nothing. They're sitting around looking for things to be mad about. While Donald Trump says, hey, we just created 2.4 million jobs, and a bunch of those jobs are manufacturing. Did I mention that so-and-so, Apple's going to bring in this much money? Did I mention that ExxonMobil says they're going to kick in $50 billion of new jobs and technology in America, etc.? Who else is coming back? Chinese companies are now starting to manufacture in America.
You say, so what, Kevin? Okay, what you say, Kevin?
Chinese companies are actually going to start manufacturing in America. I'm going to get to that story in a bit. It's crazy out there, man. Woo! I love it. I love watching this because, you know, I don't know if you guys watched the State of the Union a couple days ago, but you watched the most bipartisan, partisan, I should say, the Democrats. You could just see they didn't matter what President Trump said, they were going to sit on their hands. We just made sure that everyone in America got a new $1 million, and it's not going to do anything bad for the economy. And the Republicans are like, yes, strong Jay, woo, you go, my man. And the Democrats are like, why wasn't it $2 million? Everyone just got brand new Ferraris in America. The Democrats are, I don't like Ferrari. I wanted an Aston Martin. It didn't matter what President Trump said. They were going to be mad. And that's okay. Let them be mad. Let them be angry. Because, see, let me tell you something about angry people. Happy people overrule angry people. The leadership wants to be angry. They want that blanket of black or that cloud of blackness to follow them when they go back to their districts. But when people are happy and going, there's a big correlation between how you want me to feel and how I feel, you got a problem. And that's where the Democrats are. And it's only going to get... I'm not here to rain, you know, beautiful things down on you and water your garden every day. I'm happy to do it. I'm just telling you the truth. 2018 is a horrible year for the Democrats. The State of the Union address that occurred on January the 30th it showcased the shining light that America can be. Are we out of the woods? The answer is no. We got a lot more work to do. But President Trump said, be optimistic. And you know what he said that was most important? He said, this is not dependent upon me. I'm the catalyst. This depends on you. It depends on your attitude and your outlook. I want you to think about Barack Obama. He comes in and he makes everybody feel, ooh, he's so good and fresh and new and, you know, half black and all pretty and stuff and shiny. You know, just like a brand new bowling ball. He shot him up and everybody's all happy. And then he did nothing. It was, you felt optimistic, but you didn't get it back in your paycheck. Donald Trump says, be optimistic. Oh, by the way, here's a grand to help you out with those Christmas bills. Think about that. We came off the best retail shopping season in decades. And people were like, and they were excited. You know, they're happy. But they also got the bills. And they're like, you know, woo, probably overdid it. We were a little bit too excited about Trump. And so then Trump says, don't worry, don't sweat it. $1,000 to $3,000 bonuses, boop, boop, starts giving them out. Oh, by the way, here's a tax cut for you. Boop, boop, you get to keep a little bit more of your money. Now you can start paying some of those bills off. People are optimistic and they feel it. It isn't, I mean, it's tangible. They can touch it. I told you guys a story of my friend, struggling dude, works for the airlines, and he gets $1,000 back. This guy hasn't had $1,000 of expendable income, I know for a fact, in years. When he was moved, they were moving, he and his family, and they had rented a truck and were getting ready to go. And before they left, something just said, better give them a little extra cash. And so we gave him $400. And it was like, why? I said, yeah, just in case. You know, something on the road, unforeseen, you got to stop somewhere and stay. You know, your friends of mine want to make sure it happens. So you give him the money. And you know what? He came, he said to me a couple years later that if it hadn't been for that, they couldn't have made it. They would have run out of gas or something. I honestly don't remember, but I know it was a big deal because he was crying when he told me that. And I just remember thinking, boy, God does move in mysterious ways, because I don't normally go around handing people money. I mean, friends of mine, but I just knew they were struggling. Anyway, this guy gets his money back and it puts it to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I found this interview of Chuck Todd interviewing Mike Mulvaney. And this interview was, it's so funny because Mulvaney is just, he's like, this is not why you asked me to come on to talk. And it's, I swear, this interview is funnier to watch than it is to hear, because Chuck Todd is just he's just like, you know, nobody will talk to us at the White House. Nobody will answer these stupid questions we want answered. And Mulvaney's like, well, that's not what you asked me for. But so let's play the interview and then talk about it a little bit in terms of the media and what Trump's been doing to frustrate the media. I so wish you could see this. If you get a chance, seriously, look at Chuck Todd interviews Mike Mulvaney about State of the Union address. But for now, we're just going to give you the audio.
Does the president take what CIA Director Mike Pompeo said seriously, in that Russia is intent on meddling in the 2018 elections?
Yeah, I mean, if the question is, does the President of the United States take the CIA Director Mike Pompeo, one of the most highly regarded members of the cabinet, seriously? The answer is absolutely yes. So again, if you're more than happy to talk about the speech, Chuck, but you know I've done this before. I'm not involved in the Russia investigation. I've never talked to the president about Russia, so you're not really talking to the best
guy. No, I understand that. But we haven't had a chance to talk to many members of the administration. And this is a pretty, let me ask you this. how often does the president ask potential appointees or people that have already been appointed to office who they voted for or who their spouse voted for?
Chuck never asked me that question, and that's all I can speak to. So, again, you want to talk about the speech tonight, about the policies? That would be great. That's what I was told the interview was about.
No, I understand that, but this, a lot happened. Do you believe, I would ask you.
Yeah, but the last question had nothing to do with the speech, which I thought was special for the speech tonight. So.
Let me ask this. You as a member of Congress railed against executive overreach at the Justice Department. Do you believe the president tweeting about who the deputy director of the FBI is, how does that not come across as meddling in the Justice Department?
Again, Chuck, I think the speech tonight is going to be on policies. The speech is going to be the accomplishments that we had during the year. The speech is going to give him a chance to talk about what he accomplished in the first year that we were denied by the Democrat shutdown last week and talk about how we could move forward on a bipartisan basis. I don't think any of the things that you've mentioned in the first 5 minutes of this interview have anything to do with the speech this evening.
Welcome back. Was that not the coolest interview? Mulvaney's like, this has nothing to do with what you brought me on here for. Chuck, they're so desperate. They're getting like the guy who's over the Office of Management and Budget and saying, hey, can we ask you these questions about Russia? It's too funny. The desperation of the media. He won't talk to us. We can't build our stupid narrative. Russian meddling. Does he
really care about what the CIA head of the CIA says?
Of course he cares what the CIA head of the CIA says. Because they so want to build this Russian meddling case, right? It's dead. This thing is so dead. I mean, the carcass is 3 days old. It's stinking up somebody's room, and the Democrats pretend not to smell it. They're walking around with that stuff on the nose that the forensic people use to keep from smelling nasty stuff.
Somebody go wake up Grandma. Hey, Mom, I think Grandma's dead. No, she's not. Shut up, Timmy.
Oh, man, now I'm cracking myself up. Not good for radio. Shouldn't be cracking yourself up, kid. Save it for the stage. But it feels that way. Grandma's 3 days dead. And they're like, but the family doesn't want to admit it. And this Russian investigation is so dead. You would think that the Democrats would start to slowly back away like, okay, let's pretend that we never said Russian again, okay? Start talking about,
that place over with that's got the Ural Mountains?
I'm just telling you, this is as bad as it comes. But they just keep wanting a butt kick. And then what's funny, Mulvaney goes, look, I've never talked to the president about Russia. Never. Definitively, I know nothing about this issue. Okay, but I understand it, but we don't get many people on from the White House. But so in an effort to understand this Russia thing better, and though you've never spoken to the president about Russia, you have nothing to do with the Russia side of this, let me ask you about Russia. That's what it is. That's what it's like. And then, so then I like how Chuck Todd tries to pivot. Okay. So let's do this. We got a different angle we can come at this narrative. Do you think it's okay for the president to ask you who you voted for and who your spouse has voted for? The short answer for me would have been, yeah. Yeah. I've asked people that. Hey, who'd you vote for? Really? Did your wife vote for that same? No, me and my wife, we kind of cancel each other. I remember having this very conversation with a guy on a plane, and he was, very pro-conservative, whatever. And he says, yeah, man, no, heck no, I knew I was voting for Trump, man. He goes, but, my wife, she didn't like him. She said he's a womanizer or whatever, so we kind of cancel each other out. But, hey, as far as I was concerned, that's a win, whatever. And I remember having that conversation. You could ask that. If I were hiring you, I would sneaky way, I would try to find out your politics. I don't want to hire leftists. I'll tell you right now, I don't want leftists on my team. It doesn't mean we can't disagree on subjects, but I don't want leftists working for me. Good example. My radio team, we were looking for sponsors, and the guys went out and they found an agency, and I talked to the girl, her name was Jennifer, I think, and she was like, Kevin, you really have a great profile, this, that, and the other. And then, she was excited. She was like, man, you've got good potential. And then suddenly, she's not working, you know, doing much at all. I asked Tony, I go, what's going on? He says, oh, man, she didn't like your politics, bro. I was like, really? So the idea of getting me sponsors for my show and doing her professional job was overruled because we disagree politically, because she's an idiot. It was. That's how they think. Anyway, back to Chuck Todd. So then Chuck Todd says this. Well, you've been a congressman. Don't you feel like the president's tweets about the deputy director of the FBI, don't you think that that's meddling? And then that's when Mulvaney goes, look, what's this guy? What are you talking about? I'm here to talk about the State of the Union. My opinion on whether or not something's meddling or not is arbitrary. And secondarily, if the president believes that he's under attack by somebody, I'm giving you my answer, then yes, he can tweet about it. He can say, you know what? I smell a rat in the FBI. That is as transparent as it gets. Think about this. There would be so many people who would be covering up for the... Oh, and then, of course, everybody, oh, in doing that, you're endangering the FBI. You're endangering people. You're endangering this. We'll come back with what Cory Booker said about that and others. But they want you to believe that it's a bad thing when somebody tells you the truth about a government agency. No, I'm your employer. You cannot lie to me. You must tell me the truth. That is your job. What do you mean it'll endanger people? It endangers people when we allow the FBI to do what they've done. To do what they did to a private citizen who was seeking the highest office in the land, all because of somebody decided they were going to coronate Hillary Clinton. We want to get to the bottom of that. That is the responsibility of the government.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio show.
Oh, goodness, we got bad news for the Democrats. Bad news post State of the Union for the Democrats. Oh, man. You guys know where I'm going, right? You know. And here, the polls. Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. Spoiler alert, the polls. For you leftists listening, I'm not talking about what your daughters do, you know, to make a little extra money to pay for college. I'm not talking about that kind of poll. I'm talking about polling. The numbers. Scary stuff for the Democrats. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. By the way, get these clips out there. Forward them to your peeps. I'm going to tell you, I've warned my listening audience. 2018 is the year that we go big or we go home. It's up to you. If you're going to hear my voice in 2019, y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not. My producers are like, he's serious. Y'all, you better know I'm serious. If we don't reach a certain threshold, I'm not going to tell you what it is. If we don't reach that threshold, I'm done. I'm telling you right now. I will warn my affiliates. That is it. They'll get plenty of notice because I don't know whether I'm hitting these numbers or not. Spread the word. It's up to you. I spend almost eight hours a day doing radio, about 7, to be honest with you. But that's a lot of time, and I don't make a nickel. So I'm doing this for all the right reasons, but I can spend my time spreading the word and making a living without having to spend 7 hours doing this every day. So if you like what you're hearing, you better spread the word. Anyway, it's scary time for the Democrats. Scary. President Trump got 75% approval for his State of the Union speech. 75% approval. He went into this speech going, this is bipartisan. What can you not like? I'm covering all kinds of beautiful things. Man, this is groovy. Not to go all 70s on you, but it is. Lowest black unemployment. Bonuses for employees. 2.4 million jobs created. Yeah, one, baby. 200,000 of them are manufacturing. Love the American flag. In God we trust. National anthem. Esprit de corps. America first. Secure the borders. Merit-based immigration. Fighting opioid abuse. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And the Democrats didn't stand or applaud for any of that. But he got 75% approval. One guy, I'll get into him in just a second, but it amazes me. It amazes me how these people are so distorted, detached. They don't understand which side is up on the left side. They don't. Get this, though. Here's the terrible news. 43% of Democrats liked President Trump's speech. 57% different. You could say, oh, Kevin, that's a lot of people that didn't. I know the math. I'm a mathematician. Shut your mouth. I know what I'm talking about. 43% of Democrats like what President Trump had to say. They didn't find it divisive. They found it solid. I'm talking solid, baby. Fist raised. You know, in the Afrocentric, you know, the vision of the fist up. Yeah, baby. We're solid with you, Mr. Republican President. You know why? Because they got bonuses. They got money coming back. They're feeling good about the economy. It's infusive. It's all throughout their family and their friends. They're sensing it. And you know what? Donald Trump didn't get into race battles and all that. He said, love the flag, love God, love the country. I don't care what color you are. This is what you should do. Do you think for one second, ask yourself this question on the kneelers. If white guys had kneeled in protest of the national anthem for whatever reason, do you think Trump would have been any different? The answer is, of course not. 75% approval. Woo! Bad news for Democrats. Before I get into that, let me explain something else to you. Yeah, see, the bad news just keeps on coming for these leftists. The lowest unemployment rate for blacks Donald Trump was talking about. It's not exactly true. So we decided to put a meme out. See, because the Democrats actually had Trump on this one when they did the fact checking. Donald Trump says, I've had the lowest unemployment for blacks in recorded history. Technically true. But no, the Democrats, I'm firing back on their behalf. See, there was a time in American history when blacks were employed at 100%. See, that's Negro talk for 100%. That means the unemployment rate for black people was zero. We were fully employed. The time, folks, was prior to 1865 and the Lincoln and the Republican Party, the party of black folks, the party that freed black folks. Prior to that, Democrats made sure that blacks were 100% employed. They could be proud of that record. Yeah, Democrats, you can brag. It's a civil wrong for you to brag, but go ahead and brag about your civil rights for black people. Because you know what? You outdid President Trump. You had full black employment. That's right. I want to give them something to cheer about. See, when we on the Kevin Jackson radio show try to make people happy, sometimes you gotta crack a few eggs. I'm sorry, conservatives. We don't own that record. As good as Donald Trump is, he did not get to 100% black employment. The Democrats have done it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the wages weren't that great. I mean, it had some downsides. We could have used the union when old Massa decided he would tiptoe into the slave quarters and have his way with some of the black women there, creating little mulatto babies like Barack Obama. But we were 100% employed. Oh, man. I don't know if we got breaks. Did we get 2 15-minute breaks in an 8-hour work day? Did we get lunch? Because, see, there's this thing in the black community. We eat a hog from the rooter to the tooter is the way we put it. Meaning we eat everything off a hog. While the massa, after he got through tipping and having his way with the slave women's, he went back. Then one of them slave women's had to go cook this man his dinner. And he got pork loin, and we were eating hog gut, a.k.a. chitlins. And if you want me to get all proper about it, they're called chitterlings. Chitterlings. Kevin, would you like some more chitterlings? I do believe I will. Thank you, Carl. Jeeves. Oh, yeah. So, Democrats have a reason. I know why the black people sat. I know why the Congressional Black Caucus, when Donald Trump said, you know, we got the lowest unemployment in the history of blacks dating back to the 70s when they started keeping records. Yeah. And the Democrats are like, whatever. You ain't got nothing on us, boy. Boy, you got nothing on us, Trump. We hold the record for black employment, not you. We did a meme about it. Got some black folks toiling in the cotton fields. And we did a meme that says, hey, you know, but they do PolitiFact, you know, they do the fact checking after. Fact check, Donald Trump is wrong. And let me tell you, I know Democrats looked at this and went, see, yeah, all right. They started looking at that graphic and went, oh, well, yeah, gotcha, boys and girls. This poll, 75% of the people that viewed the State of the Union speech liked it. I don't know how many liked it, loved it, want some more of it. 75% is favorable. 25% not. Ask yourself what that means. 75% favorable. 25% not. Now, I want to go back. 43% of Democrats liked the president's speech. Think about that for just a second, people. 43%. How many Democrats leading up to the election do you think liked Donald Trump? Now, we know there was a significant portion because in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, they voted for him because those weren't states they expected Trump to win. So we know we had some. Do you believe it was 43%? Simple question. Don't try to complicate it. Answer me right now. You know the answer. Of course not. Maybe Donald Trump won over, 25%, 30%. You want to get? Let's just make it 30. 30% of the Democrats, Hillary Clinton favored, whatever. Do you? That means if we use this math, Donald Trump picked up 13% of Democrats in this speech, which I believe is probably indicative of what he's picked up overall. And by the way, this is not a Fox poll. No. Shh. This is a CBS poll. Yeah, don't tell anybody. This is not a weighted poll in favor of Donald Trump. CBS. But it gets far worse. This is horrible news for the Democrats, and I'm about to break it down for you. Because you know what? I like it when you feel good. But Democrats, remember, you do hold the unemployment record for blacks. Or employment record, I should say.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about immigration. No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about State of the Union. Talking about Donald Trump. Talking about polling. 75% of the peoples, say they approve of Donald Trump's State of the Union speech. 43% of those peoples. Now, keep in mind, 75% includes three groups: Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So, just a spoiler alert, Republicans, 97% approve of Donald Trump. 97%, I'll explain all this in a minute. Democrats, 43%. It's not the plurality, but it's a big deal, 43%. Whatever that number is, it's grown over what they want you to believe. Now, just look at those two numbers, 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats for Donald Trump, which means Trump hasn't eroded much of his Republican base. He's certainly grown his Democrats. But get this, 72% of Independents liked the speech. How do you think those numbers jive, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com? How do those numbers jive with the polling that you see about Donald Trump. See, I call BS on those other polls.
Donald Trump's the least popular president ever to ascend office. Ever! Since the beginning of time, since the time of cavemen, Donald Trump is the least popular caveman on the planet.
That's what they want you to believe. A guy by the name of Steve Schmidt, an MSNBC schmuck, he said this.
Well, this convocation that we saw tonight, Brian, the coming together of three co-equal branches of government, there's a veneer of normalcy to it all.
I love that. There's a veneer of normalcy. He's saying that President Trump has done a good job, and he's pretending, he's faking you into believing that it's not real wood, it's a veneer. No, don't believe those unemployment numbers. Don't believe that consumer confidence numbers. Don't believe that nasty GDP. Certainly don't believe that stock market, which I could agree with. That stock market is not a barometer of how great things are going. It's a barometer of people profit-taking. But so don't believe the stock market. Don't believe the exuberance around you at your job and all these other places. Don't believe that tax hike is the reason that companies gave bonuses back to workers. Don't believe that black unemployment is at a historical low, except for those Democrats during that time of slavery, when blacks were working at 100%. If we take that out, Trump's doing a better job than any other president, white, black, or indifferent. But don't believe any of that stuff. Don't believe that companies are moving back to America because we were told the new normal, according to Barack Obama. You know, the black God, the Democrats' God. What's your God now, Moses? Yeah, we were told by the baby black Jesus that the jobs were not going to be coming back to America. Not manufacturing jobs, no siree. But they're there. But don't believe all that. That normalcy is only a veneer. He says, the president went in there as presidents do and addresses the nation. Well, whoa, thank you for that little tidbit of information. But left unsaid was that the president comes in, the most unpopular president this early in his tenure in the history of polling. See, there it is. The Democrats rely on this. It's totally unpopular. How could he possibly be popular? He's the most unpopular. Oh, but wait a minute. We have a CBS poll that says 75% of the people approve of what he said. This isn't a fixed poll. This isn't the Kevin Jackson Black Sphere team poll. No, this is CBS. And 75% approve. So what are those numbers again? 97% of Republicans approve, 43% of Democrats, and 72% of independents. A plurality of two groups. Now you say, well, there's a lot of Democrats out there. Yeah, and there's a lot of them to switch. So Donald Trump doesn't have to pander to black people. He doesn't have to pander to the Jews. He just does good things for everybody. And you know what's happening? Those poll numbers are the worst news the Democrats got since the release of the FISA memo. He goes on to say this. Someone who spent the last year leading a faction in this country. Oh, that would be the deplorables. Dividing the country. Oh, we divided the country, all right, from the Americans and the anti-Americans. And you're going to have to pick a side, leftist. See, when you like that MS-13 gang members are going out killing American citizens and you won't acknowledge it and clap because you see them as dreamers, people know where you stand. When you won't stand for the flag, which means standing for veterans, the people who have sacrificed, shed blood, given their lives for this country, we see you for who you are. When you don't represent your own group over opioid abuse, over crime in the neighborhoods, over poor schools, over, you know, all kinds of bad conditions brought on by Democrats in America, and you choose instead to help the little Latino kids that were brought over illegal because their parents just wanted a better way of life. Well, then guess what? We understand you for who you are. You are anti-American. Don't put somebody in front of me by saying, oh, they have a worse problem than you, Kevin. The black people in America can be dismissed. We fixed you. We got to help these kids over your kids. Black kids living in squalor. Black kids with the lowest unemployment of anybody in the demographic. Committing more crimes than anybody. More fatherless than anybody. More imprisoned than anybody. Less people owning homes than anybody. Less people owning businesses than anybody. More people dropping out of school than anybody. Less people going to college than anybody. What else do you need me to tell you? And you want to take care of dreamers? I tell you what, to quote President Trump, there are a lot of American dreamers. They live right here. You're flying right over them to get to Mexico. You going to try to sell that? Go ahead, my friend. He says, someone who is besieged by a criminal investigation, talking about the importance of our law enforcement organizations and institutions, while at the same time, the Republican majority working with the White House is engaged in a full assault trying to discredit the FBI. Hey, let me tell you something, Steve Schmidt. Nobody has to work to discredit the FBI. They've done a good job themselves. Nobody has to work to discredit Barack Obama. He's done fine all by himself. Nobody has to work to discredit the Democrats. They're doing a great job kicking their own butts. We have to do nothing. All we have to do is wait. All we have to do is give them the rope. They will tie the noose, slip it around their necks, and become executioners of themselves. And that's what they're doing. This guy wants to talk about dividing the country, a country that prior to Barack Obama had gone through racial healing, had convinced black people they could be anybody, even up to the point of electing a feckless president, a worthless piece of crap president like Barack Obama, to prove it. And he had a chance to do all kinds of great things, and he missed it. So why is this poll so bad, now that I'm back on track? Oh, man. This poll is bad for a lot of reasons. Yeah. First of all, it showcases the distorted reality of the left. Their reality doesn't fit anything you see. They want you to believe Trump polls badly, and you've got a poll that says 75% of Americans liked what he had to say. This is a man who's being beat down by the media. 75% of the people heard Donald Trump. How many do you think it filters down to? Just curious, what do you think? 75 heard him. 75% heard it and liked it. So let's analyze the numbers. Number one, 97% of Republicans said we liked it. 3% didn't. Okay, if that's the attrition, go. Be on your merry way, Republicans, because you weren't Republicans to begin with. If you expected a wall to be built in a year, you had some unreasonable expectation. Move along. But what it tells you is this. Donald Trump has maintained the most solid base, probably, in presidential history. I don't know what Barack Obama's numbers were after his State of the Union address, but I bet you Donald Trump's, if they were the same, I'm going to tell you, the people were lying about supporting Barack Obama after year one. They were lying. Worst year, one of the worst years in presidential history, but they liked Trump. And the people who are sticking with him are sticking with him through thick and thin. 43% of Democrats. That's a big number. More than what would be expected. And that's got to put fear into the hearts of the Democrats. Their base is being infiltrated with truth. You think it's going to get any better for them when they learn what this FISA memo has to say? And finally, the independents. I don't know what the numbers were. Maybe Trump was at 60%. That would be a big number if he got that many independents. 72%. That is a 12-point shift. And I'm just throwing that out there. For the Democrats, it's probably a 13-point shift. A 25-point shift in those two combined demographics. And he lost 3%. This doesn't bode well for the Democrats, my friends. Yeah. This speech showcases to you everything you need to know about the truth and what people really believe about Donald Trump. The left are going to ignore it to their own detriment.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.